So on Wednesday night, I cooked myself a vegan meal. It was a burger with coleslaw and chips. And I did it with the help of Bex Williams from HoldTheAnchoviesPlease.com, who joins me now. Good morning to you, Bex.
Good morning to you, Jason. Wasn't it fun?
It was fun. It was a cook-along online with the boys from the telly.
They're Bosch boys, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're Bosch brilliant boys. Yeah, Henry and Ian, and they're called the Vegan Jamie Olivers.
Yeah.
They're just great fun, aren't they? They sent us a huge hamper full
of... It was massive, wasn't it? A big basket full of ingredients.
I mean, all
vegan ingredients. Yeah, and this is why we're doing it, because it's veganuary, isn't
it? Exactly. So Asda have got, you know, 100... Well, I think it's just under 100 products in their vegan range. And the new products are this Asda vegan mince that we tried.
Yes.
Which was the basis for our burgers.
That's it.
With a bit of help. In fact, a lot of help, actually. Because what we did learn was that these are ingredients carriers, aren't they? They're quite bland.
Yeah. And so you need a bit of flavour in it, like mustard and some other stuff. That chipotle mayonnaise that they got us to make was delicious.
And the other product they had was the 10 meat-free bacon-style rashers.
Yeah, which...
which looked like... I don't know if anyone's listening who used to go to the seaside and always as a kid want their parents to buy them that plate of rock that looked like a fried breakfast.
Yeah.
But once you fry it, a lot of people were commenting that it tasted like frazzles.
Yeah, that's right. It certainly doesn't look like bacon.
I didn't get that, actually. But nonetheless, so they sent us all these ingredients. We made the patties. We put the bacon on the top. And then we basically made this lovely slaw. Now, normally, I can't eat coleslaw without whacking loads of mayonnaise in it. Not one bit of mayonnaise went in this coleslaw, did
no,
it?
It was yogurt. Yeah.
It was
a bit of white
wine free yogurt.
Yeah.
A little bit of white wine vinegar. Whack of English mustard. So it was a bit of mint, bit of parsley, and it was delicious.
Absolutely delicious. I really enjoyed it.
Well, but the chipotle mayonnaise, as I said, these things need the flavour.
Yeah.
Was the vegan mayo, Hellman's, not seen it before, super white. Mm. It looked like glue, but obviously it's got no egg in.
Well, the egg replacement, which they got us to put into the burger itself, the vegan mince from Asda, that was odd. I wasn't sure about that.
I was reading the ingredients and I just thought, oh, strange. But it was a binder in this case.
All of the supermarkets now, I mean, this is extraordinary. They are, and it's in all the newspapers,
isn't
it?
I was just looking through this morning. I mean, you know, our lovely Aldi friends, they've got, you know, a plant menu, just like really good prices. So, you know, if you're on a budget, but you just want to try it, meat-free meatballs, they've got the mayonnaise again, you know, and they've got naughty stuff. I think the boy said last night, you know, 80-20, 80 good stuff, 20 naughty stuff for, you know, a good vegan diet.
Yeah.
Aldi, you've got this chocolate brownie or peanut butter or salted caramel ice cream. Don't forget that good ice cream's made with cream. So some of this science is incredible.
Amazing. And you can just about get anything now that's vegan.
Lidl, another discounted supermarket. They've got vegan soup for £1.69 and vegan sausages. And as we said, it doesn't look great. But once you cook it up, actually, it looks a little bit more appealing. But it does need quite a lot of help in the ingredients
department. In the flavour department,
even the burger, we put onion granules and garlic salt. But, you know, the add a gherkin... You know, and a decent vegan-free roll if you're on that kind of diet. And actually, you don't miss the burger because the texture's pretty much the same when it's cooked up. I've looked through some other vegan stuff this year and I'm a bit of a sucker for a hot cross bun all year round. I have to say,
they're not
just for Easter, are they?
Love it.
And I don't know how they've done it, but, well, Marks and Spencer's have smashed it. I don't know how. These things are juicy, full of fruits, and apparently they've used avocados and coconut oil.
Wow.
There's lemon zest in there and spices.
What about Waitrose?
Well, you know, they've also done a kind of non-chickeny chicken thing, which is using seitan.
What's that?
Well, it's a protein, and they coat it in a seeded crumb with pumpkin and sunflower. So you feel like you're having a bit of a kind of chicken strip. Now, I'm a massive tuna fan.
I love a tuna mayonnaise,
Well, apparently Nestle have launched
tuna
with pea protein, right? Which you can only get in Europe. And you know these really expensive kind of jars that you see in the delis in oil? That's how it comes. Bird's Eye, you know.
Oh, they've got a massive range now.
Huge range. And I tried their meatless meatballs the other day because I knew we were having this chat. They were like £1.50 in Sainsbury's, half price or something. Honestly, serve them with spaghetti. Ooh, again, a decent tomato sauce.
Yum.
Then, you know, no chance unless you're picking it apart to kind of know that it's not meat, really, because they've got the flavouring spot on. You know, Iceland, another favourite.
They've
of ours.
Always been at the forefront of scientific research
so
on stuff,
clever.
Actually, haven't
Their
they?
Teams are brilliant.
They really have.
And
have
they've
a look
led
at
the
this.
Way in the frozen vegan department for years now.
Yeah.
My Rich is not a vegan, but he does try not to eat as much meat as, you know, as he could.
Yeah,
if I told him it was a mushroom burger, he'd be like, no, I don't want it. But they've got a range called No Ball, which is brilliant.
Iceland.
I think you'd try it anyway, wouldn't you? But they do mushroom steaks and we love them. And they're basically look like those grill steaks. I mean, they're shaped in a bit of a kind of like a teardrop shape.
And do they taste like the meat or
they
what?
They taste meaty. They're made with mushrooms and konjac.
I'd like to try that.
Well,
definitely.
Next time I jump in there, I'm going to get you some. But it's a tuber which grows underground, this konjac. And if you are a vegan, you'll have seen in Holland and Barrett, they do these noodles. They're made of konjac. They've like got 0 calories, you know, for real conscious people who are worried about who love
good
a noodle.
Good for my weight then as well.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
He says tapping his tummy.
Absolutely, crikey, me too.
Co-op stuff as well?
Well, they've got a grow range and it's fabulous. So I had their teriyaki mushroom noodles. Lazy, after work, heat and eat dish, perfect. Roasted mushrooms in a teriyaki sauce with noodles. Choy some soya beans and spring onions. Right, you put that on a plate and you close your eyes. You're in your local Chinese, you know. It
amazing.
Is honestly so
mushrooms.
Clever. And they do a sticky toffee pudding.
Now you're talking.
Which is an absolute winner. I know you and me are so alike.
Now, the big thing is, and everyone always says it, and vegans even say it if they've turned vegan, is what they miss is cheese. Now, we had some cheese slices on our burgers.
We did. Did you smell them? Really strong.
It smelled good. And when it was melted on the burger, that was better.
It just looked like a kind of, you know, a kind of processed cheese slice, didn't it, on the burger?
Yeah. But it's vegan cheese is getting better, I hear.
Oh, yeah, but it's the absolute holy grail to all those developers out there. I mean, they haven't developed a cheese that has got the same texture as cheese and basically tastes like cheese. So the race is on to be the first company that creates a plant-based cheese that has the same taste and texture as dairy cheese.
Yeah.
They're almost there, and some companies are using engineered cow's milk. Don't ask.
Oh.
I know that face. Don't ask.
Who'd have thought we'd be doing this like 50 years ago? Who'd have thought
Never.
That we'd be creating new food like this because this would happen?
There's
Who would have thought
There's some very
that?
Clever people out there.
I know. Amazing. Well, listen, thank you. And I know that you'll be writing all about it on your blog.
I will
Which
be.
Is
HoldTheAntroviesPlease.com.
Bex Williams, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us as always.